Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Hello.
Happy reunion night. Part one of three.
It is three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I mean, sometimes they really drag it out. And
we don't usually get right into it like we did today.
Right. Like, I have no complaints about like the content. I thought it was all really good. I was writing down my notes rapidly and there was a couple of times that I rolled my eyes at some of the flashbacks, but not much.
Yeah. When they waste all that time with that, or they just, we've done this 1,000 times. How many more times are we going to play the Rob montage?
Yeah. Rob, 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 Rob.
Someone pointed out, Stassi says Bo just as much as Sheena ever said Rob. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of those guys, they are in Paris right now. I would say they're like sightseeing and eating and shopping, but they're mostly just storying and selfieing.
Right. I feel like that is like one of the reasons they go. You know, they know they're going to get good content and they really enjoy entertaining everyone with it.
Yeah.
And themselves or something.
I love someone posted, they're like, are they actually going inside the Louvre or are they just outside taking their pictures? I'm like, I'm pretty sure just outside.
Yeah.
So funny, I haven't seen any of them go to the cathedral. You would think that might be something they would do, pay their respects a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was basically just another, we've seen the same IG story from Stassi now, what, 6 times? Like with Rachel, with Bo, like, here's me home at the catacombs. Here's me drinking a baby bottle. Like, here's me eating a hot dog. Here's us buying Gucci. I'm like, I don't care. Obviously, I'm watching, so I do, but I don't. I don't know, just boring. What's more interesting to me is not all of their posting, but their clothing choices. What is going on?
Oh.
What the hell is Lala? I get she's trying to be like avant-garde or editorial, but it's just failing miserably. Like, you see those jeans with the like chiffon? Like, A, super unflattering. Like, her jean game this year, remember the ones on the show when she was at Kristen's house that were all like cut up, and then she wore some other stupid ones. These just looked ridiculous. And then Katie just completely still looks like Oscar the Grouch, like right out of a trash can. Brittany's is right out of the Hooters pageant calendar. Like, I mean, Stassi looks fine. But I just don't understand. And then Lala's outfit at Moulin Rouge. Oh my God, you guys have to go on and see the picture. James created like a little meme and it was Raquel in this like big ruffly dress, like couture dress that she did a modeling shoot for versus Lala in her little lampshade outfit. And he's like, when you order online and then this is what you get. It was so hysterical.
It is.
And that's true.
It really is how it is. Why that's, it's pretty funny and accurate. I don't know. Like, I actually like when Lala tries something different or weird because it's like, I would never do that. And she's so pretty that it's like she can pull it off. But she actually hasn't been pulling it off lately.
No.
And it's like such a stretch of what she's doing. It's like so ridiculous. Like, it's even more ridiculous than some of the stuff that Kim Kardashian wears.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of like that's what she's trying to emulate, but it's just failing. Because even though I think Kim Kardashian will look ridiculous and stupid in a lot of her, like, you know, racy outfits, it's like a whole other level.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out, like, what she's trying to do. Because, okay, Stassi is into her style. She likes her outfits of the day. She has her brand of being, you know, next level basic. And she has maintained that branding throughout this trip. Mm-hmm. What exactly is Lala trying to do? Is she trying to let us know that she's high fashion and she pushes the envelope? Or, like, I'm just wondering, like, what is her ultimate goal? Like, what does she want us to think?
Yeah.
because I just have like a question mark about her. Like,
Yeah.
And Katie, oh my gosh. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. Let's just leave it there. So thank God. I think their trip's almost over. Cause if I see them dancing on a bridge, this is our bridge. It's our bridge. We found it. Let's all dance.
I feel exhausted for, like, I've noticed it in like Lala's face and Brittany's face, kind of like they look exhausted being amongst the group. You know, when you travel with someone for too long and you're just like, you're trying to be on your best behavior to accommodate everybody. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. Like, even like the best of friends will like be like, you know, you just like, it's hard. It's very hard. So
yeah.
I just wonder how it's really going. And I don't know.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Sheena had her birthday party on a yacht this weekend and had the, I didn't see Kristen there in the picture.
I missed the entire thing. I did not see one thing about this boat thing.
It's kind of our story.
Like I saw it today or something, like that Ariana posted the picture like looking into the air or whatever. That's all I saw.
Oh. Well, it's a white party. Just, I mean, looked pretty big. You know, the usual cast of characters, Get Low, Raquel, Brad by Brad, Jesse,
mm-hmm.
Zach. I didn't see Jeremy. I think he was in Oakland, I think I saw. But Sandoval and Ariana were there. But no Kristen. Yet her and Kristen were cleaning up the beach yesterday. But maybe it was because Kristen had that pop-up shop thing
mm-hmm.
that she gave everyone one day's notice to. Like,
yeah.
You probably would have gone to that. But like,
I almost did. I almost went.
With their one day notice. It's like, hello, people have lives. We're not all going to drop it for like Jax's Tequila Tuesday. It's like... Anyways,
yeah,
nothing to report there, just that it happened. So, oh, and then Katie, did you see the last post? They were going out to dinner or something, and they're all in their outfits, and she's like, she made a reference to her dress because the way it was hanging made it look like she had a baby bump. She's like, no, it's not a baby bump, but it's just the way that this beautifully crafted dress hangs perfectly. She's like, but when I look cute with a baby bump, and then like Brittany posted something with like a picture of her and Jax, my baby daddy, and then Stassi's kind of like, they're just,
well, they've made it known that this is their like last hurrah
yeah.
before having babies. And I mean, don't you think there's a high chance that Katie's pregnant right now, like from what she looks like? Or no.
No. Well, she said they all want to wait till after the wedding so that they can rage at the wedding. I also think that would require her and Schwartz having sex. And I think she just fluctuates like that. I think sometimes she looks a little more swollen than...
I mean, she really looks like it this time. Like, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. I don't think that people look like... fat when they're barely pregnant. I just see she's covering something, and it would make sense that she's trying to throw us off.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
All right, well, what'd you think of the reunion outfits?
Well, I'll start with Brittany because she's just the first one I'm seeing in my head right now. Wasn't impressed.
No, looked cheap as normal.
As per
usual, I just think like plastic sequins, that's just real fancy. I feel like the beauty queen that I am, and my baby knows that I am, but it was like cheap as shit. And then just the cut of it. And
yeah,
it just
came off. And...
But I think I look pretty damn good, James Kennedy.
She did look good, but once again, like, Brittany has an amazing body. Every single one of the cast members do in their own way. They all do. But I just, that dress was not flattering on her from the side.
From the side,
looking
yeah.
at her waist and, like, the way, like, her, like, boobs go to her waist or whatever, it made her look very wide, and she's not.
Thick, yeah.
And so it just did nothing for that, like, mid area. And I don't know. It just looked so uncomfortable too, sitting there, and her, and I felt like her hair and makeup was like a little bit much too.
Yeah.
It's,
I don't know. Lately, her, I don't know if it's the work done or her hair and makeup, but she just looks older. Like Sherry's looking younger than her.
I'm just noticing her jaw so much. I don't know if she like did Botox on it or something, or she did something and it's made it worse.
Yeah, the jaw and then.
Oh,
like,
I guess it's her Kybella stuff maybe, and it's just made it like stronger.
Yeah, that Kybella shit is not working because
it's not.
I got a screenshot of her and I was like, and this is all normal, this all happens to all of us depending on the angle, but I'm like, isn't that what you just paid to get rid of? And it was like a three. It was not a good shot. And I was kind enough not to post it.
Good job.
But I may change my mind. I really didn't like her this episode.
No. Jax just was like boring, and like James said, he looked like an old man. I felt like his face is just like seriously scary. You could make a Halloween mask out of it and scare the crap out of kids. Yeah,
good idea.
Stassi in her green dress, that we've seen this dress before, right?
Yeah, and it's just boring. Like, that's the best you could do? Like, there's nothing wrong with it except for like, you need to like tone it down on the boob thing. You're turning into Britney. But it was just boring. Like, you could just wear that anywhere. And same with
I actually thought, like, for once her boobs looked good.
Oh, they didn't look bad. It was just a lot.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, like when she wears that one cut of the dress, like they'll look like a little like long, like a V going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or like the right way.
Dress.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this, yes, it was a little much, but I was like, oh, at least it was like perky and bubblicious.
It's just such a basic dress though, that like, just totally fine. Just like, oh, I'm going to go to lunch or dinner. But like for your reunion, your one chance when you can really like go balls out for a fashionista.
She didn't take a risk at all. I did like her hair. She was just wearing it straight and it looked pretty good. Katie, wow. Really nothing to say. Bold choice. Not sure that I loved it with her sitting there. It just, once again, it didn't look comfortable. And you could kind of tell that as she was sitting there. Just like her confidence wasn't coming through for me.
Mm-hmm. Ariana, I kind of have the same opinion with Stassi. Like, it's fine. It was cute, but it was like...
no risk.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to dinner at Tom Tom and that.
I liked it. I loved the color. I thought she looked amazing in it.
But this is like prom. This is your chance to do something.
I feel like I almost got the feeling that they all talked to each other and they were like, we're not going to make this our prom and we're not going to make this a big
deal.
Except
for Kristen and Brittany.
And Lala.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't listen to them.
Yeah, because Sheena's too. Like, I didn't understand it. Like, the long sleeves, it was super washed out, like the color. Maybe if it was a better color. But then, like, it's like, oh, I work in an office. And then, but at night, I'm a stripper with her Vegas bra.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I liked Sheena's. I think Sheena's been looking really good. Sheena looks really good. Lala, I don't really remember anything about her outfit, except I just, like, remember her face. And I'm glad I liked her hair color. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Raquel. I mean, it's just like too easy to make fun of her. I wish she would have worn a dress. It's almost like, why did you do that to yourself, Raquel? She's prettier than everyone else. Mm-hmm. She could have worn anything. And
she could have done a Christina Kelly.
Dead. Yes.
Just a simple Christina Kelly look and been like, and no damn, one, she's stunning.
No one would have known what to do.
Right.
Yeah. And then
instead, this just gave them ammo for them to make fun of her. And
I felt very bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very bad.
You could hear the nerves in her voice.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And who could blame her? Like, she was like thrown to the wolves,
completely,
man.
Under attack.
Yeah.
And then Lisa looked like a freaking circus ringmaster to me. I didn't understand that look at all. But whatever.
I kind of liked it. I love a rhinestone, though.
Yeah.
I did, like, is the camera filtered when it's on Lisa? I noticed, like, a couple of times, like, as she was sitting there, like, there was, like, a line going through, like, her jaw. And then she would turn her head and it wasn't there. it's almost like there was like seriously like a filter over her face or something when they were filming. It was very bizarre.
Hmm. Maybe she's written that into the contract.
Yeah.
Well,
let's jump into it.
Yeah. Should we announce the winners of the giveaways?
Yes, let's announce.
Okay, you guys. We'll email all of you guys and get your mailing addresses. But we have for the shot glasses and a couple from Vanderpump Vegas and a couple Stassi books. We have, and we'll just email you like who won what or whatever. But Kristen Bertain, Nikki Brooks / Beth, wasn't quite sure. Tanya, Sarah Terry, Jessica Cornick, Olivier Vargas, Amy L. Mickey, Cody Bashmeyer, maybe Katie did it. I like that name. Lauren Campbell and Jedi Scum 16. All right, so we'll hit you guys up on the way that you guys entered and get your addresses and we'll get those mailed off. Thanks for entering, everyone. And
yes,
listening.
Congrats. And yeah, thank you guys so much for entering. It was so fun seeing how many of you entered. I just thought of something. Is there a website for like www.musickillskate.com?
Every time there's something that like freaking scares me. Did you just hear the printer just go off randomly?
Yes.
Like an hour later after I hit print?
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck? Is someone outside again? What did you just ask me? A website for what?
Musickillskate.com.
Is there one?
Yeah, I'm wondering if there is. If there isn't, we should buy it. We should trademark that. Like,
is there a website for Pucker and Pout? Or is it just the unworking Instagram that's never updated?
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about too? Whatever happened to Lala's clothing line? Remember she was coming out with like the, I don't know, it was like second skin kind of clothing or something. It was after her first season.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it ever came out. Hmm. Well, so we walk in, your favorite part, Jack's escorting Brittany out.
It was like Dancing with the Stars, like they were about to do the foxtrot or something. It just bothered me the way he was holding her hand. I don't know why.
Yeah, it looked kind of dumb. Andy asked Schwartz if he's like prepared and done some shots ahead of time. He's like, oh no, that's for after, Andy. Like I came sober today, but afterwards. And then Katie like gives him the motherly look and she's like, half shots.
Ugh.
Like, okay, Katie.
Yeah.
Large and in charge. I don't know. Her face this entire episode.
Music Kills Kate is available.
Buy it.
Oh my god, really, Katie? You haven't branded your own stupid handle,
and she's still sticking with, like, you're not gonna change that handle.
I should buy it and then make her buy it from me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay,
so her facials this entire, I just wanted to reach through the TV and just punch her. And when she's just eye rolling everyone, like James, Raquel, and just like when Raquel talks about the Sir interview and she's just so pissed off, and I'm thinking, you're so fucking delusional, Katie. Like, is there one person out there? And please, if you are that person, please let us know. Is there anyone that likes watching Katie? Does she actually believe people want more Katie and they like Katie's scenes? Like, no one likes watching you, Katie. Mm-mm. So for you to eye roll and think like, oh, Raquel's thirsty getting a job at Sir, it's like, it doesn't matter. I would still rather watch Raquel stumble over her words or just stare off into space. Still more interesting TV than you, Katie.
Do you think she tells herself, she's like, yeah, maybe I don't have like a lot of fans. Maybe I don't have a fan page, but people like hearing me because I'm the voice of reason.
I'm the morality police.
Like, what? I just wonder like what she says in her head to.
Right.
You know.
I don't know. Please let us know if you are her fan.
Yes.
I'm sure there's one of you.
I hope.
In a sea of millions. So, Andy asks Kristen if she's single, and she hesitates, but then says she is, and all her friends did not know. That's weird.
Yeah.
Is it like Sandoval, like where they gave her the ultimatum, like, you can no longer bitch to us about you and Tom? like, we're not going to listen to you anymore. I think they're at that point with Carter, huh? So she just didn't even tell him.
I think that no one wants to hear it. And so she's just staying private with it. And.
But someone said he was at her pop-up shop yesterday.
I have a feeling that, like, just like she was trying to do with T. Sandy, she's going to drag this out. I'm sure they're still living together. They still, you know, handle the dog thing together. It's probably just easier for her to be in, like, a bad situation versus starting her whole life over. I don't think she likes it. No one likes that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically Andy just goes around to everybody and, like, checks in with them. He did include Kristen this time, which was nice.
But at the end.
Yeah.
So then James, again, they pan over to Katie and Kristen, like, eye roll. And Kristen gives a death glare to James. She's just so upset. He's, like, there, involved, like... They obviously all got together and agreed, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
It was very obvious. But I'm really liking this this rift between Sandoval and Jax and, you know, Ariana a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to be in the wedding. And that's the rumor. Like, is he not? And Brittany, like, you're supposed to be our friends. This isn't right. It's like, they are also friends with James and Raquel, so they can't stick up for... I mean... Ariana wasn't even sticking up. She's like, I just want to hear what she has to say. Like, people stopped interrupting Raquel. That's not right. You're supposed to be our friend. It's like, okay.
I'm starting to get real mad about this.
Sandoval, shut up. You're his big man. It's like, God.
She is a nightmare. And I guarantee you, she's a nightmare bride.
Yeah.
And she is putting everyone through hell. I really truly think that she is... bugging the shit out of everyone.
The person we always said she is, she's just finally comfortable enough letting it shine.
Mm-hmm.
The Brittany that her sister said she was, that her mom said she was. This is Brittany. She's just covering it for a long time. That sugary sweet, it's a facade. This is her. She's a monster.
I was thinking about for our, like, our Kentucky campaign or whatever you would call it, that we should, like, to, in order to tick Jax off, like, we should really make it, like, Brittany, all, you know, answers all of Jax's, like, life questions. Brittany, the best person for Jax. Brittany, making Jax a better man. Like, things to all just, like, piss him off, you know, because he's like, we're both good for each other. Have you seen all of his comments?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I've been screenshotting a shit ton because he's like, someone left a comment. They're like, hey, like, Jax, I'm so happy you're with Brittany. Like, she's so good for you. We're good for each other.
Yeah. Like, she's the best girl you've ever had. Well, I'm also the best man she's ever had.
Like, he cannot just say thank you.
Right.
He has to, like, put her in.
Oh,
her-
like, when she got the Cosmo thing, and then all of a sudden he starts pulling out
God.
All his modeling pictures from 45 years ago. I see, I was in Cosmo too. Look, everyone, I was a model. It's like, yeah,
just
we
let
know.
Brittany have her moment.
Let her have her moment. Exactly.
Oh my God.
And he kept posting more and more and more. I was like, okay, we got it. He's such a. And then today, someone posted a screenshot of what he posted. What was he talking about? He was saying, "I'm doing just fine. I'm the one with the $2 million house and 6 cars." And it's like, first of all, in Los Angeles, you and, like, 10 other billion people have a $2 million house because that's how much they all cost there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, you're nothing special, Jax. But again, it's like a Lala comment. Clearly, he's been hanging out with Lala and Rand because that's just a shove it in your face. Look at me. I'm very successful.
Yeah. Such a hater. Why? You're too old to be hating on young people. Go crawl back into your hole.
Oh, yeah. Then he called a girl. He's like, look at you, you ugly girl.
Yeah.
God.
Ugly girl who is a hater. You're a sad person. Only jealous people leave comments like this. It's like, Jax, you leave comments like that daily.
And create fake Twitter accounts.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, we were talking about in the Facebook group, but you guys saw it a little bit on the reunion. And they should have spent more time on this on the reunion, but that Jax created back in December. There was a Twitter account that was Raquel Levis, but it was like a fake one that was like posting things like disparaging James and saying, I just found out my boyfriend really is gay, and like posted a picture of him and like Logan and whatever. Well, as it turns out, that fake Twitter account was created by Jax, and they all found out because his phone number was tied to it. You know, when you have a Twitter account, they want to make sure you're real, so you have to put in real information to verify, and his, somehow he didn't make it private, right? So people were able to figure it out. And Ariana confirmed. She's like, Jax, your phone number is tied to the account. And then classic Jax, just a normal, like, you know, when he lies, he likes to repeat something over and over. Huh? What? What? I don't have sex with Faith. No, why would I have sex with Faith? I don't know. I have a girlfriend. I wouldn't have sex with Faith. He was just like, but my number. What do you mean my number? My number's not. No, no. What do you mean?
Who told you that?
What? How'd you get that? How do you know that? What?
Yeah.
No.
No, no, no.
So he was posting all those things, and then he's busted for you know, doing it. Can he get sued for that? Impersonating someone and, like, that's like libel, slander.
I don't think so, because I think, well, I guess if you're using the exact name.
Right. James, you should look into it. Have your lawyers that we know your dad has.
Yeah.
Why don't you have them look into it? I think that would be a fun little project. I'd love to see Jax get sued. Anyways, I'm like, jumped ahead in the episode with that, but that's what's been going on, is clearly Jax does get bothered by these tweets because he had to go to the level of setting up a fake Twitter account.
Yes.
In addition to insulting everybody every day.
Yes.
And by the way, if anyone wants to pop off on him, he warned everyone on Twitter, you're warned. Say what you want. You will be blocked. Ooh, no.
I think that he unblocked me on Twitter, me personally, because I can see him now on,
you can?
On from Holly Borquez.
So why would he unblock you?
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
I don't know.
Unless the blocks expire or something? No, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, does it?
That's weird.
Yeah, why would he go and unblock?
Yeah, and what's the point anyways? Like, Stassi, I appreciate that she doesn't, because she's like, they'll just go start another Twitter account. That's what everybody does, so.
Okay, so they start in on James, and Andy's like, so, James, you know, you made this rap about Jax and Faith, and I liked how James was like, well, I didn't know it was going to be so impactful. And, you know, Jax and Brittany, like, squirm in their chairs. They're like, well, it wasn't, you know, like, we're not affected by it. And she's like, it hurt my feelings. I was there supporting you. And
embarrassing.
Yeah. And Lisa's like, did you plan it, James? Like, did you plan it? And he's like, it was a freestyle. He, like, yells it.
So then Jax chimes in, and Lisa's like, well, Jax, it's, you're no better. I mean, look at what you were doing 4 years ago. And I'm like, 4 years ago? What do you mean? How about last year, Lisa? But she was basically saying, you know, you acted like a buffoon. He's like, oh, you could say that all day long. I'm trying. I'm a work in progress. I'm changed.
Yeah, he will not. He does not see the connection between him and James at all. He won't give James anything.
Yeah. They're also concerned, like, Kristen was so upset with just James's presence. And when Raquel said something to her, like, why are you so upset still? Like, why does he bother you so much? You're not friends. You're not in each other's lives. So, like, why do you get so affected by James? And Kristen was like, because he hasn't changed. He's not changing. But it's like, why should that really matter? You're not in his life. So who cares if he changes or not?
Like, yeah, and who makes her about, the judge?
Like, you worry about you.
Yeah.
Like Jax would say. Yeah, who makes her the judge? It's like, who cares if he's not changing? It's not your problem.
It just became like very, and this makes me sad to say, but it just became like very apparent that Kristen had nothing going on this season.
Yeah.
Except for James. And like, I kind of liked watching her go off about James, but it was also kind of boring and predictable, and it's starting to not make sense anymore because they haven't been friends for so long, dated for so long. It's just the anger and everything is, it's like
so misplaced.
It's not making sense.
And it's like she came for him after like they broke up, but then there was a year where like they even kind of got along, you know, like they were hanging out in Mexico. It's like, what changed? Is it because you and Carter are down the tubes, so now you're angry, but so you're going to lash out at James? Like, yeah. There was a year where she wasn't really coming for him because I think in that year she was happy.
Yes.
But now she's not happy, so she's got to, like, it's like, move on already. This is 3-4 years ago. Like, who cares?
Totally.
It's a little weird. So.
So then Andy says, like, so James, like, who are you friends with? And he has to, like, list off who it is. And that was pretty uncomfortable. He said T. Sandy, Ariana, Sheena, and sometimes Schwartz and Schwartz. And that really upset Katie.
Yeah. Katie gave another one of her looks. I got to make a montage of these looks. I love it, though, because at the very end.
But, like, once again, like, why do we want to see those looks? Like, I'm not watching the reunion to see Katie's reaction.
Yeah.
I don't care what her reaction is. I don't, like, why are we spending so much time on her reaction? Her
judgy, judgmental, yeah.
Like, she's so put out by James. Like, contempt. She cannot handle that he is taking up, you know, space on their reunion. Like, how dare he?
And she had that reaction with Raquel, too. Like, Raquel walks out, and she, like, eye rolls, and she's like, ugh. And then, but the interview at Sir, she, like, was, like, had a visceral reaction. I was like, why do you care? You don't even work there. She's mad because I heard her on that podcast before I fell asleep that she's like, it's just not fair because, like, I worked there for 10 years and I paid my dues and all these people that are coming in and they think they can just get jobs at Sir and be on the show. And it's like, how is that not fair? Like, that's the show. That's reality TV. Have you ever watched reality TV? New people come on. That's how it works. We were all friends. It's like, yeah, these guys are friends with each other too.
I like how it just keeps getting longer and longer, the amount of time that they've been friends. Like, it started with like, oh, we've been friends for 3 years. Like, that's what I heard for many years. They would say 3 years. Now it's 20. Now it's 6. Then it was 10. Then 15. And now it's 20.
Yeah, Jackson. It's like
20 years.
Why does James not get, because he's not part of the group. We've been friends for 20 years. It's like, really?
20 years? Wow. Weird.
Yeah, that would make him like 18 19. He didn't even move to Florida until he was like 26, he said. Nice math, Jax.
Yeah, nice math, Jax.
So you're either not 40, which would be so hard to believe, you're either 50 or 60 or you're lying again.
Yes.
Or you're really bad at math. You're about as good at math as you are spelling. So, or social media content creation.
Yes.
Such an idiot. So, anyways, then they talk about Lala. And James basically just says he thinks she's full of shit. He thinks that was just kind of for screen time. She's like, listen, I miss my friendship with you. Now, look at me. You need to give me a look because I don't want to waste my precious breath. And he's like, I don't care.
They're all fixated on making James look at them. I've heard Jack say it. I heard Lala say it. And I am here to say I'm happy he doesn't look at them.
Yeah.
I like when he doesn't. He doesn't want to look at them because he doesn't like them.
They're not worth his time. And he's letting them know that.
Yeah. And it's like, that is very interesting to me. Not when Lala tries to be like, I don't want to waste my air on you, so listen up. Like,
what he's kind of doing is to Lisa, like, you're not important enough to hate. I don't care.
Sit down.
Yeah. And they're like, doesn't this mean anything to you? Like, she's saying you were fun. And he's like, no, I don't care. I don't care. I have no regrets. I don't believe her. I think she's full of shit. And like, why should he? Because all she does is flip-flop on him anyways. So
if it is what I think it is, and I have a feeling that it is, I feel like, you know, they told James, okay, come record with Lala. Mm-hmm. You're going to record. And so Lala thinks that she's going to have this moment of really, lecturing him and like getting like an emotional moment out of him, mm-hmm. and he's not giving it to her. Like it's like yeah. imagine being like, okay, here we go, and action, and like the person won't look at you, they're not cooperating, yeah. you can't do your scene. It's she pretty smart
to break down and cry, and instead he's like, no, I'm good, I'll just probably call my therapist, which was an adult mature thing to say, and then that shut her down. Like she got that look like, oh, what am I supposed to do now? Like, how do I reply to that? Like, because she can't rip on that.
Totally. Totally.
He shut her down. I mean, and like, why do you care? Like, just stop. Like, I understand why you don't want to be friends with him. He insulted your man several times. I get it. I wouldn't want to be friends with him either. But like, just stop with this back and forth. It's fake. Fake, 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 fake.
And also how she keeps saying like, I miss his friendship. He was one of my best friends. It's like, was he really? Then why are you being such a bad friend and not giving him a chance and listening to everybody else? It's very bizarre.
And then I like, so when he's just saying he doesn't care and calling her bullshit, then we have motherly morality co-patrol along with Katie. Kristen, don't talk to her like that, James. You can't talk to her like that. It's like, again, what? This isn't your fight, Kristen. Just shut up. I'm with James. Shut up.
Yeah. Wait. What happened there again? I just
when he was talking to Lala, saying he didn't care, and like he hadn't changed. Like they were both like going back and forth, and Kristen was like, "Don't talk to Lala like that. You can't speak to her in that tone."
Yeah, that was that whole scene was like, I was like, what?
Yeah, like he can do whatever the fuck he wants, and why are you, yeah, like why are you even talking right now?
Yes.
It just didn't make any sense.
It didn't.
So anything more on the James Lala?
No, I did. What about how he was like Andy and Lisa were trying to kind of push him. They're like, do you feel remorse? Like, do you regret like anything that you said to Lala? And he's like, no. Kind of like his meme at Big Bear, you know, when she's like, come here, like, don't you want to, what did she say, like, don't you want to be my friend or something, and he's like, nope.
Oh right, at the yeah, when they got the fight. No, I'm good. So then Andy asked Sheena what's going on with her and Adam, and she's like, we're still hanging and banging. If you guys would like a t-shirt on that, we have those available. So then she just explains she's just right now focused on dating fuck boys because they're hot and they're fun to hang out with. And, you know, Andy loves hearing that.
I mean, good for you, Sheena. I think that's great. Yeah.
So then we,
but her next beau
is going to
be Stassi's beau, but hopefully will be her forever
mm-hmm.
person.
Yeah. So Andy asked Lala and Jax and Brittany if they're going to get prenups. Is this,
mm-hmm.
And Jax and Brittany says no, because Brittany's like, no, because he's my baby. And he's like, yeah, we're never going to get divorced, so it's fine. And then Lala said she is going to, because she wants to let her man know that she's not going to come for him. They announce her wedding date. It's April 18th, 2020, FYI, for those of you that did not hear. Wonder where that will be.
Like
Utah, LA,
Mexico.
But didn't she say? No, maybe it was Stassi. One of them said they would do it in LA so that everyone could come. I think that was Stassi. Oh yeah, Mexico.
So Lala, Andy asked about the proposal. So she describes the proposal, and it sounds, you know, just perfect. And also, like Sarah said, very
bachelor-esque.
Yes.
She's like, we even had fireworks on the beach just for us.
I like, mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really was like a dream, but
we see it every week on The Bachelor.
Yes.
So then the good part starts, and Andy appreciated his questions so far. Is he says, you know, do you think you don't show enough because Randall doesn't want to be on the show? And she's like, no, I think I shared plenty of stuff. I have other things that are important or interesting that I can share? And then he brings up Sheena. He's like, you know, everyone else shares everything. Like, Sheena got married and divorced and showed that. And then Sheena, like, is nodding her head. She's like, yeah. She's like, no offense, but, like, you're a great addition to the show. But, like, you don't. We all give 100% and you don't. And that's when shit gets real. And she's like, well, maybe you, she's like, you bring on some sketchy ass, like, thirsty men. My man doesn't want to be on the show. He doesn't want the attention. It's like, well, I beg to differ on that.
She's like, maybe if you had someone with a career, then, you know, they wouldn't want to be on the show either.
He'd have, yeah, because they'd have something worth protecting. And then Stassi jumped in, which was good. She's like, ah, excuse me, that's rude. And she's like, huh? She's like, that's rude. Your boyfriend, your fiance is not any more important than my boyfriend. And
I wish that Stassi's argument was a little stronger.
I wish she would have taken it further.
Yeah, by lining up Bo against Randall, it didn't sell her argument to me because they aren't the same. But I felt like if she would have just said it differently, she would have won.
I mean, I liked he's not any more important, and he doesn't have to be on the show. That's fair. Like, no one's saying, but just Lala's defense was disgusting, gross. It was so belittling that, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be, so he was, what, made a cameo on Kardashians and on Jeff Lewis. He's constantly seeking attention and begging for more followers on Instagram. And he's constantly posting selfies with, like, you know, he's a name dropper.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves to, like, you know, post all his little celebrity photos. And so I don't think that it's not that he doesn't want the attention.
No.
It's just, I don't know.
He has something to protect.
I think probably there's something like, you can't film my children from Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does anything on the show, that could be used against him. I don't know.
I mean, I've always kind of judged parents that, like, said, you know, like, when they're going through some sort of, like, divorce thing or custody thing, one of the, I always was like, oh, that's so annoying that one of the parents is like, you can't film.
Like Simon.
Yeah. But now that it is fair that one of the parents is allowed to stop it. You know what I mean? Like, it really is a lot to have your children on there. I don't know. So I kind of get it. But I couldn't believe this scene. Like, this was, I was happy that Stassi stood up. I liked that. And
but she kept pushing it with that defense. Like, I'm sorry. And, like, you asked who she was looking at, someone on her side of the couch. But I'm sorry. I think my situation is a little bit different than your guys's. And it was like, again, that's insulting.
Like, what is it? Like, I'm like, honestly curious that he is a movie producer.
That he owes $1 million and taxes.
Because, not to get technical, but technically Rob was a producer as well.
Right.
And Rob did have a company as well. And I mean, like, who's to say what is successful? Like, who is she to define success? I think all of them are successful. Like she said, Bo is successful. Rob was successful. I don't know what Adam and Robbie or whoever else these people, what they do, but it's just...
Well, I think it's interesting that she was calling Adam basically thirsty when, I guess he quit Sir. He works over at Pally House. It's like, so if he was really trying to get on the show that bad, he wouldn't be quitting Sir. You know? I don't know. Yeah, it was just...
I mean, I do think Adam was, like, a really stupid character. Like,
oh, yeah, I don't need him on the show. He was boring. And Sheena even said that. He was very awkward on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, the most interesting moment he had was when he went psycho.
Yes.
But it was cocky. And then when she was insinuating, like, Rob was, like, thirsty and sketchy, and Sheena was like, no, he didn't want to be on the show. And Lala was like, yes, he did. He had dinner. And she's like, I forced him to do that. And then when she's just like, I'm done. I can't. I'm bored.
Bored. Dismissed. Whatever she said.
It's always like, I'm not talking about this anymore. I'm done. I'm done. Like, she did that later.
Thank goodness, though, that T. Sandy a couple times is like, well, she's not done. You know, it's like, you can't just do that, Lala.
Right. She does it later. And then I think Lisa then says something. Yeah, she's just an asshole.
Yeah.
So cocky. And for, like, what? I don't know. But I appreciated that, you know, Sheena actually did stand up for Rob, even though they're not getting along. I guess they ran into each other at Stagecoach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That must have been awkward. I think the chick has kids.
Hmm.
I don't know. I listened to her podcast. That part was a little shady, because then it was like her co-host Janet was like, did she have her kids with her? Like, are you making fun of her because she has kids?
Yeah, that's weird. Like,
what's the chick is smoking hot, so who cares if she has kids or doesn't have kids? It's like, I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, that was that. I just really couldn't stand Lala in this scene. And especially, oh, actually, I guess this was filmed, though, before the Fofty. Damn, yes. That would have been so damn good if this, like, oh, yeah, he's such a big shot. He's, like, begging, please, Fofty, please, stop.
Oh, you know James would have had something to say.
Yeah.
I also was annoyed that just like last season's reunion, Lala came rolling up in, like, her BMW whatever series it was,
rented weekly car.
And then again this year, like, it's like they did like another montage of her getting out of the doors.
Oh, was it the Lamborghini or Ferrari or something?
I don't know.
The doors that go up. Anyways, who cares?
So then they get to the you know, Andy's like, so Lisa, you built Tom Tom this year. And then, like, we kind of get into the frustration with Tom Tom, which, again, like, I am so bored with this storyline. I don't want to hear it again. I don't see why we're creating, like, more drama out of it. And we're trying to, like, make this campaign, like, between, like, Lisa and Ariana. It's just exhausting to me. Like, I don't get it.
Like, it doesn't make sense, really, I understand that they wanted to be part of it, and that should have been ironed out in your contract or whatever before you agreed to all this stuff. Like, we want to have input here or there. And she's like, well, where were you? And it's like when you were building the bar, you know, you weren't anywhere to be found. It's like, yeah, but also from what they showed, you weren't allowing them to be around.
Yeah.
And then, because they did kind of catch her a few times. She's like, Ken built the bar, but where was the damn frozen machine? And Tom was like, it was sitting there for 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, so it
caught her off guard.
I don't doubt that there was like major, like, mounting frustration building, because we could see like Lisa was being a dick and not letting them in there, and just, you know,
the cocktail menu
kind of shining them on, just being like, okay, yes, boys, go create that list.
But then, like, Pandora, like, it would make sense if they had a professional, like, I don't know how well-known this sly person is. People have commented that it was kind of a joke. But let's just say you have, you know, the Tom Colicchio of mixology. Okay, that makes sense. But Pandora? You know?
Right, like, exactly.
That's just a little... I'm not saying she can't, you know, contribute or work with them, but to basically replace them. It's like, Pandy's already made the list, so... It's like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know... move on. She's like, do you want your money back? Is that what you want? I'll give it to you.
And that was annoying too. You know, it's like the whole thing is just like getting uncomfortable.
And then we got like Schwartz being like, no, it's not about the money. It's about our charm.
Is that about that?
Yeah, our charm is worth more than the money. It's like,
it is.
It's actually not.
Yeah.
But you stick with that. Your charm has been sucked dry out of you by your wife, Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love that. You're like, we have the dream. You guys, we have a bar on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. That's the dream, man. Like, is it though?
And then like idiotic Jax is like, hey, like, it's none of my business, but are you guys getting paid?
And then that was a clear no. And I love, you know, and Andy says, well, you don't get money from a restaurant until you recoup your investment. That takes time.
Right.
Like, duh. But then, again, once again, like, Mommy Katie, well, I think they were, like, I mean, they wanted like a salary or something or quarterly bonus. It's like,
yeah.
But Lisa's like, I don't get a salary. And it's like, okay, Katie.
Katie, shut up.
So then we go Raquel.
Where are my page sticking together? Sorry. Yes, Raquel arrives.
Again, Katie looks super pissed. She eye rolls. She looks super pissed. She's going to work at Sir. The witches of WeHo all like eye roll when Raquel walks in. They like have looks of disgust. They are smirking and have like these smug looks anytime like, you know, she speaks. It was rude.
I could not imagine being Raquel. Like I thought she did a really good job for like the amount of tension that was probably in that room.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could imagine that like doing that taping was very stressful. You know, they say it's a long day. Everyone's nerves are, you know, through the roof. It just, wow.
Yeah. So Andy asks her some questions about like why she doesn't believe the rumors and blah, blah, blah. She basically just says, look, Hope wasn't even there when she said she was there. Like, she wasn't at that house. And then they all like, well, there's other allegations. And Andy's like, what? She's like, Lala Song sucking on a boob in Canada. It's like, that's all you got? And that's all of your allegations? And then they're just all mad at Raquel for not believing, you know, that James has cheated. But it's like, but why is that any of your business? Why do you guys care so much what she does or doesn't do? Like, you don't even hang out with him.
Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
You know, like your own best friends. Schwartz cheated on Katie. Where was Katie's...
Like, the whole show is based on the behavior that they're complaining about Raquel accepting.
Yeah, and Katie's like, it's a poison. It eats away at you.
Oh, God.
And... But it's like, okay, Katie, then why did you accept it when Schwartz says, oh, I blacked out. I don't remember. Like, you accepted that. So why can't Raquel accept this?
Totally.
But yeah, you were saying, oh, yeah, because the poison. That was my favorite part was when Bubba.
Me too.
Bubba did not have Bubba's back. And he's like, oh, Bubba.
Everyone's different, though.
Yeah. He's like standing up for James and she's just pissed. I love it. Like, this is when I love Tom Schwartz. When he does not have Katie's back.
Yes.
It's the best.
Yes. It makes everyone so mad.
So anyways, so Raquel tries to explain and she's talking about, oh, because they're accusing her of wanting to be on the show. And she's like, well, I can see that. Like, since I was a beauty queen, that could look like.
Yeah, you guys are probably thinking because like, look, this beautiful beauty queen is here and she wants to be on the show. So if that was me, I and a beauty queen, I guess I would wonder, like, when am I going to get my crown? Like, it was everyone's. I mean, it was ballsy. It was a ballsy sentence.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong.
Right.
Like,
Jackson's, you know, beauty queen to me.
She's not my beauty queen.
And James is like, but she actually is. You don't have one. He's like, yes, I do. She has two. Like, Hooters doesn't count, Jax. It's not the same as Miss California or Miss Sonoma. He's all upset about that.
I don't consider her a beauty queen. Nope.
If I say it, didn't happen.
Yeah. Just ignore it.
Oh, it was such a funny scene. She's trying to talk and they all keep interrupting her.
Yes. And Kristen was just out of control. Like, I don't understand what Kristen's role was in this. Like, why is she even on stage? Right. Because she really did nothing this season. And like, now her only role is to like make fun of Raquel and to be like whisper to people like, what is she even talking about?
Yeah.
Like, okay, Kristen.
And they keep interrupting her. So finally, like, Ariana's like, stop, let her talk. And then Brittany freaks out. She's like, what? I thought you're supposed to be our friend. Why are you staying up for them? Why aren't you staying up for us? And she's like,
Yeah, she's like, she's saying mean things. Don't you hear it?
And she wasn't. She was just trying to explain her position and like why she chooses to believe James, and who cares if she chooses to believe him or not. It's like, you know, but just let her speak. And she, you know, she stopped when people interrupted her. She stopped. It's like she didn't bulldoze over them like they were to her. And then Brittany's just like, y'all are supposed to be our friends. You're going to pick sides. Pick James.
And James is like, well, he's like, I don't care about you, Jax Taylor. You poop with the door open.
Oh, yeah. She's like, y'all need to get some manners. And and James is like, oh, manners coming from you and your fiance who shits with the door open.
He's so, like, let me make some pancakes. Shit pancakes.
But Jax has come back. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I do. I still do. Oh, good one, Jax. And Brittany's like, yeah, it's okay because we're fiancés.
Yeah, we're engaged.
We're engaged. He can shit wherever he wants. He's like, oh, lovely. Let's have some shit pancakes, some chocolate chip pancakes. Yeah, And like Sandoval's like busting a gut, laughing. Ariana's laughing.
Like, and Jax, like, it's the stupidest joke that James is like pushing, but he won't drop it. But it's literally setting off Jax. Like, it's amazing.
That's what was funny. It's just like the way James was saying it. It wasn't even like that funny. It was just the way he was saying it. And then Jax just like fuming, like smoke steam coming out of his giant nose.
Yes.
And that the others were laughing too. It's just irritating. And then that's probably when Sandoval or Jax is like, you don't even have to be at my wedding if you don't want to, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up, but you know, that's part of it. So anyway, so basically Raquel admits that, yeah, I think he probably did before. And we've kind of said this all along. Like, I think when they first started dating and he's cruising around the country doing his DJ, yeah, I'm sure he had some hookups.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and we said this before, once they moved in, I don't think that he's cheated on her since she moved down after college and moved in. And that's kind of what they were saying. Like, well, it probably did happen, but like not since we really committed and moved in. And
they're allowed to have a fresh start just like everybody else is on this show.
Right?
Yeah.
Every single one else has had cheating in their relationship.
Everyone.
Even Tom and Ariana. If we're going to buy the Miami Girl, that's probably something, because that, you know, Miami Girl, that was very early in Tom and Ariana's relationship. So if it did happen, it's like, is it that big of a deal? Like, you just kind of started dating.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why they're like, let's not even address this, because whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah. So then Raquel's like, well, I'm thinking about getting my master's degree because then I could like help children. And everyone's still just laughing at her. It's the meanest thing.
Yeah. She'd actually probably be really good with children because she's like slow and patient. And
yeah. Yeah, but overall, I thought that Raquel did such a good job, and I can't imagine what it would be like going onto that stage. Those people have all done this. This is their seventh season.
Yeah, I thought she handled herself well, especially like when Andy was like, oh, Raquel, you're one of the only ones out here with a college degree. You know, Stassi, what do you think of Raquel? Like, you guys all, you know, say she's dumb, but, you know, she is one of the only ones out here with this degree. And Stassi's like, I don't know her. Like, basically just dismissed her. I don't know her. And it was kind of bitchy. But Raquel, then she's like, well, I'd love to get to know you.
I thought that was so freaking nice.
Like, I wish
nice.
You'd come to my puppy party. And then they start laughing at her. Like,
It's one of my pet peeves when people say, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I mean, Stassi wasn't doing it in that way, but you know, the way like when they're like, oh no, never heard of her. Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know exactly who it is. Don't lie. But yeah, really mean of Stassi, and I loved the way Raquel handled that. And she was pretty quick about that. Like with some things she's so slow and calculated, and other things she's like, whoop, like there you go.
Yeah.
There it is quickly.
Yeah, even like the you don't seem to believe Lala's apology after she called you a twat. She's like, because I don't think it was sincere. And I was like, of course it wasn't sincere. She's like, sorry for calling you a twat. You're welcome. I'm like, yeah.
And then she tried to finish it up by saying, I just really think that Lala needs to get some manners. And then everyone's like, oh,
right.
she needs to get some manners. Like, calm when down, she everybody. Didn't even,
and well, and she's 100% right. Lala does need some manners. But like, when they are saying, look, you're one to talk. Look at who you're with. And she's like, well, I know. He's a whole other story. Like, she's agreeing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needs manners, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. But that's, yeah. I like when then she asks Christian, why is it that you get so angry? And what keeps you from moving on? And she's like, because he hasn't changed.
And then Andy says, Lala, you're considered, you know, kind of like the feminist of the group. Why, Raquel, do you feel supported by Lala?
Like, I don't have to support anyone with just a that has a vagina.
Like, ugh.
And she's like, she brought up my dad. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, did she though? Like, I mean, she just, her and Jax both just take this and twist it and make these issues that aren't even really what, I mean, yeah, James did make that tweet and he apologized for it. And yeah, it was a fucked up tweet, but why are you jumping down Raquel's throat? Because
I actually like want to get into a fight with Chad and start like, and try to see if this method works of just being completely out of control and just sticking to like an argument. And like if I'm trying to think of, we are actually in like a huge fight right now about the rat. If you guys listened to our last podcast, I told the rat story that there is a rat in the garage. And then it got captured in the trap. And it was just the hand. It literally ate its arm off to run away. And I blamed Chad for that, because if he had gone out there and got it, then, you know, we would be done with this. Mm. But Chad said, why are we paying someone? Like, that's not my job. So mm-hmm. I get that. And, you know, I didn't want to do it either. So I wasn't really mad at Chad. I was just like so grossed out and just so upset. But like, we have been so stressed this entire time, me and Ronnie specifically, my 5-year-old. I have not been able to sleep because I feel like it is running around and I'm terrified that it's going to be in the house. So every day we've gone out to see like if it has been captured, and it has not. And then finally, on Sunday evening, we went out there and it was out there captured.
And it was the handless one?
Yes. So we just found out this morning, or the guy came at 2:00. He came today. And first of all, its tail, Sarah, was like a hose, like a garden hose,
yeah.
Like long AF. And so Chad's like, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. Trust me, you do not want to see it. So I'm like, fine, take a picture of it. And I can like handle looking at the picture. So he showed me the picture. I was like, oh, like gross. Yeah. So of course, Chad's at work when the guy comes today. And so I said, listen, I don't want to see it, but I need you to verify that it does not have a hand. Because if it does, then like I'm not opening, because I have not opened the door. Like, I will not do anything. I will not go near the garage. And so like, he had like a little trainee guy with him. So they take it out, like they pick up the box. I see the tail. It was so long. So then he's like, he brings it to his truck, and the new guy didn't know how to open the box. So my guy comes and like puts his gloves on or whatever. He's like, do you want to see it so you can verify, so you can have peace of mind that, you know, that this is it or whatever. He's like, it's missing its hand. And okay, this was on a bed of a truck, like a huge like Chevy truck or whatever. So he has like, what's that part called? Like the bed, he laid the bed down.
Yeah.
He laid the rat across it, and it took up more than half the length. Oh. Was more,
oh,
it was just
the tailgate,
just long, dude. Like, it was like it's the size of one of Ronnie's dolls.
Oh.
like not a Barbie, like a doll.
Oh, gross. Oh.
And he was just like, he's like, I'm sure this was it. Well, we still have the traps out there. We'll see what else happens, you know.
Oh my God.
So, yes. So I don't, like, tonight may be the first night that I have slept since this has happened, but I also want to thank everybody who wrote in to tell me their stories about rats. Many of your stories made me feel much better and, like,
made me feel much worse
and made me, like, LOL a little bit, you know. But yes, so hopefully that is the end of the rat thing. I actually, this is disgusting too. I thought that I had found, like, some little droppings, like, outside in the backyard. So I showed the guy, I was like, look, it, there's a piece of rat poop right there. And he's like, that's not rat poop, that's lizard poop. Remember I told you I have lizards?
Oh.
apparently it's lizard poop.
Good for him for knowing the difference.
Yes. And I'm actually okay with lizard poop. Like, I can if it is truly lizard poop and not anything else, then I can handle that.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Speaking of rats, so Jax continues to just go on and I did also feel bad when Raquel said, I just can't wrap my brain around the like how she can be so mean. Like, did she have to say she can't wrap her brain around it?
Yeah, she's not doing herself any favors.
No.
Anyways, again, Lala says she's done, she's bored, move on. And then Lisa jumps in, she's like, no, darling, just because you have a loss, it doesn't give you a pass to be an asshole. And she's like, I'm done. Move on. Ah. So Lisa kind of shut her down. And, you know, then Lala had to listen because Lisa's in charge. So I like that part. And then, like, Tom's.
It really doesn't, though. Like, I am all here for someone to grieve and to go through something, like, in their own way. But Jax and Lala are both a perfect example of, like, it's just confusing. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to what they're doing. I mean, I'd hate to say it, but if anyone was using it as a weapon, they would be very close to doing that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Let's say that it wasn't Jax that's going through this. Let's move it to T. Sandy. Let's say that T. Sandy was doing this. Do you think Jax would be okay with it and let him be acting out like that the way everyone else is? Or would he be saying, dude, get over it.
Totally.
You're using it as, like, he would act.
Like, it's not my fucking fault. Your dad died.
Yeah. Everyone's dad dies.
Right.
Like, he would say some horrible things for sure. He would get frustrated and yell something that is just crazy.
So, yeah. So, T. Sandy's trying to, like, defend. And he's like, well, you guys are just, you know, using this and it's whatever.
And he's like, I know how it feels, Lala. And she's like, you don't know how it feels. And then he yells back. Now, do you know anything about this?
No, but he really shut her down, which I enjoyed.
Her face twitched for sure. She was like,
and then she's like, well, then you should know better. It's like, okay.
But he got her there for a second. I love seeing that.
Yes.
So basically he said that his dad was in a coma.
Yeah, and almost died, and he was like for weeks and weeks.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So then we go into Andy asking Jax about his family. He's like, my family's destroyed. And like, this is where I call bullshit, because he's like, and then Brittany chimes in. Yeah. No, she didn't tell us nothing. We didn't even know what stage or nothing. And I'm like, I'm 99% positive that summer when Jax found out, I believe it was in July.
It was stage 4.
Yeah. He posted that.
Yes. I'm pretty sure I have that screenshot.
We didn't even know. I was like, okay, well, that's when you go home. You flew home because it's like, Maggie, thank you, pointed out. You brought your dogs and had them watch your dogs so you could go off to a hockey game and a club appearance. So you were home, so you could talk to him then. You know, they're making it seem
what?
Well, Jax said that we never even knew what stage. We didn't know, because my mom took his cell phone, and anytime we'd call, she'd say he was napping, so we were in the dark. I'm like, well, that's not true, because you did fly home, and you dumped your dogs off with them, went off to a hockey game, and then I think they went on, like, a two-day, like, I think that's when they were doing those club appearances, Jax and Brittany. But it's like, you were home, and also you find out your dad's dying, which you said stage 4 cancer, and you chose not to go home.
The most important person to you.
Yeah. you still choose not to spend Thanksgiving with them, not to spend Christmas with them. It's like, how is this your mom's fault?
And I find it strange that he's like, she took his phone. Anyone who's ever been in the hospital knows, like, the person helping you has to take your phone. Like, there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
You're, like, literally sick and, like, you know, fighting something. Like, it's just not easy and to be like, here's my phone. Like,
he's in ICU. Trust me, I've spent many, many, many days, weeks in that place. And you can't have your phone going off in ICU. You got to be on silent. You got to, you know.
But his mom took the phone. You know, like, it's just like every excuse just to make himself the victim.
Yeah. So then they yell back and forth at James, and he's like, your girlfriend's fucking useless. She's a bitch. I'm like, how? You can say a lot of things about Raquel. A bitch is not really one that seems applicable. She's like, not a bitch.
No.
And useless.
It's I like, wouldn't say she's useless either.
I know. Like, what? Because what does Brittany do? She doesn't even make you a sandwich, Jax. Isn't that useless, according to you?
It was just like, I don't understand what they, like, in a perfect world, if the OG cast was getting what they wanted, I'm assuming what they wanted was having James not on stage the whole time. Like, that really seemed to bother them.
And then it would be a one reunion show because everyone was just getting along.
Right.
Or they'd gang up on Sheena.
So they're mad that he's there, but then it didn't make any sense. But
the whole reunion's about him.
Yes.
So really, who has the last word? So they're just going back and forth, and he's like, your girlfriend's useless. And he's like, so is yours. And she's a bitch. And she's like, she looks like a little disco ball over there. And Brittany's like, I think I look pretty amazing. Oh, he's like, okay, you and your, go back to your hillbilly family. And he starts imitating her. And she's like, I'm proud to be a hillbilly. I'm proud of my country. I'm a fucking hillbilly. Like, she just goes off.
Don't talk about my family.
And Kristen's like, boom, motherfucker, boom. I'm like, really, though? Did she really get him? She just yelled she's a proud hillbilly.
Okay, so was it right what James said? Maybe not. Was it funny? Yes. but how is that any different than what Jax said on Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky? He went off about her family.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, like, they're all, they all this are breeding and...
Oh, right. Having babies, I mean, unwed mothers.
Absolutely insulted. Oh, her family, friends, everything.
Even at Tom Tom, he's like, I don't know how they do it in Kentucky. Like, they're old school. Like, they're living in another decade. And they're, he's like, what about me? Like, he basically insulted them last week, too.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the week before. Yeah, exactly. Really good point.
But, like, he acts like James is saying something that is like, oh, how dare you? Well, I guess it was Brittany that flipped out more than... But Brittany didn't flip out on Jax like that.
Right. When he insulted all of her friends.
Yes.
Like, every single one of them. And he was, like, rude about it.
She's like, hillbilly, at least I'm not a piece of shit like you.
Boom. I'm like, really, Kristen? That really wasn't that clever of a statement.
No. And again, Kristen, what is your role on this show? Like, what are you doing? All she does is, like, roll her eyes at James and say, you haven't changed, you're not sorry.
Yeah. So Brittany keeps screaming and James keeps shushing her. He's like, shh, shh,
don't you shush me, motherfucker.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. And they're like, see, see, there it is.
Like, there's the real James. At least he's being real now. And T. Sandy's like, you guys keep saying that, like, Raquel's dumb. And Kristen's like, she is dumb.
Yeah.
So rude. And then he's like,
but she's also, what, 23, 24. She wasn't 35 dating James Kennedy. So who's really the dumb one here?
So then they're shushing each other, calling each other dumb bitches. Like, it's getting completely out of control. And then Jax really starts going off and he's like, you know what? Look, like, oh, I don't make like $200 DJing. Look at my life. My life is so much better than yours.
Oh, yeah. And then he said, oh, look at me. I make $200 DJing at Sir Restaurant. Ooh. And in that moment, Lisa gives him like a death glare because he basically just insulted Sir.
Yes.
And she did not look pleased with that comment.
No.
He's like, I have a $2 million house. It's like, okay. I think he gets like $5,000, doesn't he? And he's like going around the country, Jax. You got like one Halloween club promotion. Like, you're just like a little mad that he's getting promotions and you're not. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had. Do you have anything more? It looks good next week.
Yeah. It does look good next week. I want more. I'm really enjoying seeing Brittany unravel. That was actually my favorite part of this and this, that and Lala. Lala kind of like peeling back that little layer of letting us know that like some of her cast members aren't happy with her. Love it. Brittany, you know, getting called a hillbilly and reacting the way she is.
They're making fun of Raquel calling herself a beauty queen, which she technically is, but then it's okay with Brittany, and it is fine to say this, but she's like, I think I look pretty damn good. It's like, well, you just self-complimented yourself, so Raquel can't like self-compliment herself.
I might have wanted to make that point too, but I may have changed the word to like, you guys might think that like I'm just this girl who does pageants.
Right. That's exactly how it was said.
I don't know if I would have said like...
Or I, because I'm in pageants, I want the limelight or I want to be in the center of attention. But really...
I mean, because basically what she's saying is she's like, you guys are all just like mad because like I'm pretty and I have my college degree.
Because you don't really call it beauty queens, you say. That's a very old school.
Yes, yes.
Like it's a very like sexist way of looking at it. There's, you know, they're contestants, they're pageants. Like, sometimes they don't even say pageants
anymore. I felt like she set like stands in front of her mirror at home, like when she was like, you know, not living with James, and she was like, Raquel, you are a beauty queen. Like this had been ingrained into
like
her head.
Like a princess.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
like a pretty, still, pretty princess.
Yeah, like she's still wearing like a pink chiffon thing and looking in the mirror like when she's 7 and has a little rhinestone crown.
Did you ever play the game Pretty Pretty Princess?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's really cool. Now it's worth like a shit ton of money.
Oh.
Anyways. Yeah, so next week looks really good. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll hit you guys up that won and stay tuned for more exciting endeavors, both from us and the cast.
Yeah. And we're going to announce next week kind of more of our plans coming up, and we're going to let you guys, we're going to give you guys some ways to join into our fun, hopefully, and some ways to help support us. And yeah, we'll give you guys some cool inside info.
Awesome. Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.